has been disquiet about the results. But first, it was crowned by all the jubilation. But since then, there has been this dispute, particularly by the members and the supporters of the New Patriotic Party, who feel that their candidate won, but somehow has been given a raw deal. So they've been out in the streets protesting, having rallies, and so police have been up and about, and sometimes members of the New Democratic Congress have also not taken it lightly. So there have been this movement back and forth in the, I think where I live in Accra, so we see it happening in Accra quite a bit. And that is what making us call for the calmness in the country, because the New Patriotic Party has decided to take the issue to court. And the courts clearly provide for procedure for settling disputes during the election. So we don't see the point in anybody getting agitated when the courts are clearly prepared to hear their case.
Reverend Digbe, is the Christian Council going to meet all these political parties as an effort to try to calm down tensions as they ready, especially the opposition party, ready to legally argue its case in court?
Yes, we've tried that, and we are still hoping to be able to do that again, because we were there when the issue came up. They wanted to see the EC, the Christian Council, the National Peace Council were all there with the party. So they talked about having the interest of the country at heart, and that is basically why they decided the New Patriotic Party was given the option: if you still feel that you are agreed and you have evidence, go to court. So we met them, and we will seek to do that again.
When do you expect this meeting to occur?
We're making the effort. In the next day or so, we should be able to hopefully get a response from them and be able to meet them.
What is the expectation of the Christian Council of working in relations with other religious organizations to come together to call all these groups together to try to preach, to instill on them the need to maintain peace, all these political parties, I mean?
There's a bigger body, an umbrella body for the religious groups called the GCRP, Ghana Conference on Religions for Peace. That is the body that has been involved in this mediation, even when there was this rumpus about the 45 constituencies. It was the GCRP that engaged the EC and all the political parties. And that body is again the one that is seeking to have audience with all these political parties to impress upon them to let peace prevail. So the GCRP comprises the main councils, the main Christian bodies, as well as the Muslim and Ahmadiyya missions in Ghana. So it's a much bigger body than the Christian body.
Reverend, last but not the least, what is the Christian Council's message to Ghanaians and to all these political parties following the conclusion of the election?
That we should remain calm and focused. We have a country to think about. We believe that if anybody thinks they have a cause to dispute the election results, they should go to court. And while they are preparing their evidence to go to court, life must go on and be normal. We had already asked for those who feel they are victors to rejoice with circumspection. And I also told those who have been defeated not to take it too hard and say, no, we will not accept it. If you will not accept it, well, go to court. But whilst you are doing that, we expect that there should be law and order. We've had calls to draw the attention to the preparedness of the police that we have seen. They have told us that as far as they are concerned, they are up doing their duty up to April. So they are fully aware of what is going on. And we've cautioned our citizens that nobody should do anything that will cause them to come to the grips of the law, that they should be very circumspect in the kind of thing that they do. And if there's a court action, please allow the court to do what needs to be done and don't take the law into your own hands and therefore jeopardize your own life.